Telc. English B2. Mock Examination 2. Listening Comprehension Part 1. You will hear 5 news items. You will hear each item only once. Decide which headline A to F goes with each news item. Mark your answers on the answer sheet. Now you'll have 45 seconds to read the headlines.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. Good evening.
And I'm Robert Siegel. And now here's the news.
Number 41.
Thieves in Cardiff surprised police yesterday by using a JCB digger to rip a cash machine out of the side of a bank, and then they escaped. The large yellow vehicle, which had been stolen from a construction site on the outskirts of the city on Monday, was left abandoned at the scene. After hearing loud bangs, witnesses saw 6 men fleeing in 2 cars, which drove off in different directions. Enormous damage was done to the local branch of the National Bank, which is housed in an 18th century Georgian building of great historic value. No information has yet been released regarding the amount of cash taken.
Number 42.
A young actor is fighting for his life today after being gunned down at 2 a.m. last night. Caleb Levin, the 23-year-old star of the soap opera Heroes and Hearts, was shot when leaving a busy fast food restaurant in downtown Los Angeles. This assault triggered a dramatic police chase with further gunshots fired, resulting in a second person being injured as the gunman fled on a motorbike. Police have not yet made an arrest, although a spokesperson of the Los Angeles Police Department said that thanks to the CCTV footage of the event and detailed descriptions from witnesses, they are confident that they will be able to do so soon.
Number 43.
Experts in Iceland predict further volcanic activity may be likely after some 500 tremors were recorded last month along the Laki volcanic zone. The Fagos volcano last flared up in 1873 and caused a huge glacier meltdown, sweeping icebergs into the ocean. There have been 2 major volcanic discharges in Iceland in recent years, both bringing air traffic to a halt across Europe due to a combination of the volume of ash expelled into the air and the particular weather patterns experienced at those times. Scientists say that volcanic activity of that size occurs on average only every 63 years, so it is unlikely that we will see such a large-scale volcanic activity for a while.
Number 44.
A major search has been launched for a man who fell from a bridge into the Dens River this morning. The construction worker, who has not yet been named, is believed to have lost his footing while carrying out repairs to the bridge's structure. He was wearing a life jacket, but this was not securely fastened and came off when he hit the water. Rescue teams have been out since 9 a.m. and are using sonar in the search, but reports say that the speed in which the flooded river is flowing is making progress difficult.
Number 45.
Fishermen in China were stunned this morning when they hauled in a huge 623-kilo Kaluga fish in the Heilong, or Black Dragon River, in the northeast of the country, close to the Russian border. Kalugas, believed to be the largest fish in the world, are only found in this region and have been on the endangered list after being fished to near extinction in the last century. It took 11 men to lift the fish out of the boat when it was brought to the safety of a local breeding station. Colugas possess large pointed teeth and are said to be very aggressive and have been the cause of boats sinking and fishermen drowning.
That's the nightly news for this Wednesday night.
This is Melissa Block.
And this is Robert Siegel.
Good night and have a pleasant tomorrow.
Now you'll have half a minute to check your answers. End of Listening Comprehension, Part 1.